to a new RFM, a little ABBA and a little dancing from our guest at the moment, Garth Wally Event Cinemas. You amaze us every week with something.
Got to bust out some moves every now and then. Who doesn't like a bit of ABBA?
Look, who does not indeed? Look, four big films this week. And before we get to that, I've got to say that you're saying that the scary clown movie was doing some good things this week.
Yeah, it's done some fantastic things. A saviour for the cinema industry, I think, over the last couple of weeks. Because let's face it, it's been a little bit quiet out there. And this has been a worldwide success. In Australia alone, it has taken $9.6 million at the box office. So either there's a lot of closeted, horror-type movie fans out there, or we're bereft of some great content.
I've got to say, I'm not very closeted in that regard because I do love a good horror movie. And I think it was the fact they were able to glean so much in profit was they spent so little on that marketing campaign. A 20-pack of balloons from Spotlight and boom, they were off and running, weren't
and
they?
And didn't they appear everywhere as well? Did. There was, around town I saw, Facebook photos and that sort of thing of just individual balloons rising out of trains.
I know, amazing. And even the balloon emoji was doing quite well.
Exactly.
Tweeting around the place. Let's start with the emoji movie. Because
you panned this one just before, didn't you? I'm not a fan.
Look, I saw the preview last week when I was at your cinema, and it's like, really, this is actually happening? Anyway, look, we've put the full trailer on our website, but what can you tell us about the emoji movie?
Well, look, there's not really much to say, but look, I think for the kids it will be one of those fun little films. Look, it's not going to set the world on fire. It's probably not going to win a whole heap of Oscar awards or anything like that, but it is one of those films that, look, who doesn't like it? Well, we've all got smartphones these days. We all spend a lot of time attached to those screens, and wouldn't it be nice to just imagine that these little emojis that are on screen actually have a life inside that device?
Yeah, all right, let's have a listen to the emoji.
Welcome to the world inside your phone, where everyone is expected to act one way their whole life. My feelings are huge. Maybe I'm meant to have more than just one emotion.
Well, we are meant to have more than one, Garth. That's the message of the movie. Something a little bit more serious, and one of your favourite actresses and mine as well.
Yes.
The movie is Mother. The actress is Jennifer Lawrence.
She is, and she's starring alongside Michelle Pfeiffer in this film as well. This is a psychological thriller, and it's a husband and wife. They pretty set in their ways. They have a nice home life, but the husband, who's played by Javier Bardem, is one of those men who likes to bring some excitement into his life, and invited some people into the family home, and it's disrupting their tranquil existence.
All right, well, we can't have our tranquil existence disrupted. Let us have a listen.
He's a stranger. We're just going to let him sleep in our house. He has pictures of you in his luggage.
What were you doing in their luggage?
What do they want? God help you.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, a lot of things left to the imagination in this film, which I think sometimes is a little bit worse than actually putting anything on screen.
It can be like that, can't it? I kind of think of it as the Jaws principle, and I've created that term.
What might come?
Well, you don't really see the shark until about halfway through the film, thus making it more scary than if you'd have seen it at the get-go. American Assassin is another film. Michael Keaton with a return to the big screen.
He is, and a great film this one is as well. It's the start of a series of movies, I think. I think this will be a franchise if it goes quite well. Mitch Rapp is the lead character in this film. There's probably about 15 books in this series, so they have plenty of content should it go well. If you like your spy-type assassin-slash-espionage-type films, this is going to be right down your alley.
Okay, let's have a look at the American Assassin.
So what do I need to know about this guy?
He's a warrior. One of the best I've ever known.
Some bad things happened to you. Now you want to go kill terrorists, am I right?
Out there, it's about the mission, not about you.
It is always about the mission, Garth, not about you.
That's
all right. All right. This man's a warrior, as they said. That looks like a good film.
It will be good.
And very lastly, a bit of a period piece. We're going back to the times of Queen Victoria with Victoria and Abdul.
Absolutely. I think this will be one that will be a huge film for the audiences of 2NU RFM. All about royalty. Queen Victoria, yes, she strikes up an unlikely friendship with a young Indian clerk named Abdul Karim. And it's one of those films where, she's really challenged, the staid ways of the aristocracy and the royal servants and that sort of thing. She's tried to bring some fun and frivolity into her life after at the time being the longest serving monarch in the British royal family.
This is something that comes up quite often in royal circles a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it might be a bit of a boring existence, so you'll have to spice things up a bit.
And that's how we ended up with that other movie, Mother. So it's got to be a happy medium. Let's have a look at Victoria and Abdul.
No one really knows what it's like to be queen. Everyone I've loved has died, and I just go on and on. What is the point?
Service, Your Majesty. We are here for a greater purpose.
Okay.
And, of course, Dame Judi Dench as well, which is she's wonderful.
Always is. Garth, thank you for bringing those films to us this week.
A pleasure. Thank you.
We'll catch you next week. Mother, American Assassin, Victoria and Abdul and the Emoji Movie. Look, for your chance to pick up a double pass to the movie of your choice at Event Cinemas across the Hunter. Of course, a simple question this week. Which of those four films did I basically bag out at the start? Was it Mother, American Assassin, Victoria and Abdul, or the Emoji Movie? 49216216. Caller number 3 this morning.